Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here today to give you a quick briefing on the key stories your students are reading about.
That's right. So let's get straight into it. What's first on our list?
Okay, first up is a significant civics story involving the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP.
Yes. The recent government shutdown caused a halt to those benefits.
It did. And that affected, well, over 42 million Americans. Huge numbers. It meant many faced losing essential food support almost immediately.
And that sparked a pretty amazing community response, didn't it?
It really did. You saw this outpouring of citizen aid. People online became grocery buddies. We saw examples like Micah Iverson from North Carolina personally buying groceries.
It's that idea of community stepping in. But the courts also played a role here, right?
Absolutely. Federal judges in places like Rhode Island and Massachusetts, they actually ordered the administration to restart the SNAP payments.
Using emergency funds, which, well, the administration wasn't sure was the intended use outside of things like natural disasters.
Exactly. So it raised big questions about judicial power versus executive decisions during a crisis caused by, you know, a shutdown.
Mm. So for discussion, you could explore that tension. Volunteerism is powerful. General Doolittle's quote about the heart of a volunteer comes to mind.
Also, what's the government's fundamental responsibility, and how do courts check executive power? Lots to unpack there.
Definitely. Okay, moving from government action or inaction to pumpkins.
Yeah, it sounds a bit lighter, but it's a big environmental issue. Post-Halloween waste.
The great pumpkin landfill problem, as some call it.
The Department of Energy estimates, get this, over 1 billion pounds of carved pumpkins just rot in landfills each year.
Wow. 1 billion pounds. That's a lot of potential waste.
It is. So experts are really pushing this idea of waste diversion, basically keeping them out of the trash.
What are the main suggestions then?
Well, composting is a big one. Chop it up, add it to your compost bin, makes great soil.
Okay, good for gardens.
Or donating them. Farms often take them. Apparently, they're excellent feed for pigs and chickens. Very nutrient rich.
I didn't know that. And I guess using the whole pumpkin for cooking too. Seeds, flesh.
Right, using everything. So the conversation starter here is pretty clear. Environmental responsibility at home. What else do we throw out that could be reused?
Yeah, getting kids to think about composting, recycling, repurposing common household items. It's practical.
Okay, let's shift gears completely. Sports. The 2025 World Series.
The Los Angeles Dodgers. Back-to-back champions.
They beat the Toronto Blue Jays in an absolutely thrilling Game 7. Went 11 innings.
And that makes them the first team to repeat since the Yankees way back in 2000.
Yep.
So sustained success.
Definitely. And talk about pressure moments. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the World Series MVP.
Right. He pitched crucial scoreless innings in relief in Game 7.
Yeah.
After starting Game 6. That's incredible stamina and focus.
It really is. But it wasn't just the stars, was it?
No. That's a key point. Miguel Rojas hit an unlikely game-tying homer in the ninth. Shows the depth needed.
And you had records, too. Like Shohei Ohtani reaching base 9 times in one game. Ernie Clement with 30 hits in the postseason.
So the discussion here could be about resilience. What makes a team successful over time?
Yeah, and that idea of clutch performance. How do individuals handle that intense pressure and deliver when it matters most? Good stuff for young athletes, or anyone, really.
Okay, finally, let's turn to health and wellness. A new study on cannabis use.
This one seems pretty important. It was published in the JAMA Open Network.
And it's a longitudinal study, which means it followed the same group for a long time. Nearly 1,500 people from birth right up to age 23.
So not just a snapshot. It gives a clearer picture of potential long-term effects.
Exactly. And the findings focus on early use. Teens who started using cannabis before age 15.
Yeah.
Well, they showed higher risks later on.
What kind of risks?
Compared to those who didn't use, they were 51% more likely to need mental health help by young adulthood. And 86% more likely to need care for physical health problems.
Those are significant numbers, but the researchers emphasize it's linked to early and frequent use, right? Like about once a month by age 17.
Yes, that frequency and early start seem to be the key factors driving the increased risk, according to this study.
So this gives students some solid data to think about, critically evaluating choices.
Right. How do you weigh potential risks and rewards? How do current decisions, maybe influenced by peers, stack up against future goals? using actual scientific findings to inform that discussion.
Okay, so that covers our four stories for today. We went from government shutdowns and community aid
to pumpkin composting, World Series triumphs, and long-term health study findings.
A real mix, reflecting the kinds of things students are engaging with.
We hope this quick deep dive gives you some useful context and maybe sparks some good conversation.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.